It's a 10-minute walk from the road in the jungle of the Mexican southeast. A narrow and muddy trail goes up and down a hill, goes through a stream, climbs again through the forest. Suddenly, lit by the impossible colors of a splendid sunset, we see the small community, the greenery of the cornfields on both sides of the trail, and in the distance, a wooden structure still under construction. It's the community 24 de Diciembre, which is named that way because it was on December 24th last year that Zapatista peasants, driven from their lands by the Mexican army in 1995, founded the community to begin to rebuild their lives. But today, they're being threatened again by the same people who years ago occupied their lands, their homes, and their few belongings. The situation is part of a strategy by the government of Felipe Calderon to create divisions among peasants and to drive the Zapatistas off their lands, with the complicity of the state police and the army. Radio Zapatista visited the community to listen to the voice of its inhabitants and to the Caracol of La Realidad to talk to the good government council.
Desde el 94, las tierras quedaron abandonadas que los finqueros, los rancheros tenían.
After the uprising in 94, the large landowners abandoned those lands. But in 95, the army came into the communities, so the compañeros had to leave their own community and they settled in Nuevo Altamirano. But after 10 years, they decided to return to Nuevo Momón. But the people from that community didn't let them back to their lands, and they kept everything. Their cornfields, their pastures, coffee fields. So they decided to create this new community called 24 de Diciembre.
Pasaron 7 meses que estamos trabajando aquí, construyendo nuestras casas, sembrando nuestras milpas. Cuando a los
we had been working here for 7 months, building our homes and planting our cornfields. When the group Unión Ejidos de la Selva came to occupy our land, saying that it was theirs, that the federal government gave them papers saying they were the owners, even though the government knows that this is recuperated land and that it belongs to the Zapatista army. So they came here and started to cut the trees right next to our community. And they cut a sugarcane field that we had planted. They blocked the road. So they're positioned 200 yards away from our village, right next to the army, who are also 200 yards away.
So on this side, there's the army. On this side, there's the police. On the other side, there's the people from the Unión de Ejido de la Selva.
Yes, we're completely surrounded. On one side by the peasants, on another by the army, and on the other side by the police. They've also threatened to burn our homes, so the compañeros from our community can't leave their women alone to go work in the fields.
Y sabemos que nada más tienen un pozo de agua. Y entonces, los ejércitos
we know that they only have one water well, so the soldiers defecate in the well to pollute our compañeros' water.
Contaminando pues el agua de nuestros compañeros.
Porque ahí donde está el ejército tiene el manantial de agua pues que.
The only spring that provides water for this land is in the territory occupied by the army. So we went to talk to them and asked them whether we could get water from there for our community. But they said they have orders, that we need to get permission from their superiors. One of our greatest problems is water, because the best water available is in the land occupied by the army. And we only have access to rainwater or to wells that we dig. And the families, the children have a lot of health problems because that water is polluted.
También nos dimos bien cuenta cómo es lo que influye pues el gobierno.
And we see very clearly the government's influence in the conflict. Because as soon as the people from Unión de Ejidos de la Selva came to occupy our land, the army gave them water right away. They connected hoses to the spring to give them water.
Considering their dream of rebuilding their lives in their own land after years of hardship, the current situation could lead the 31 families of the community to despair. But rebellious dignity doesn't know defeat. For Zapatistas, the struggle always goes on.
Adelante, compañero, que la lucha seguirá.
Que queremos es que aquí se reconozca ya nuestro terreno.
What we want is for our land to be recognized, and we plan to remain here, and we're sure we're going to continue resisting. Some of us are no longer young. We're elders. We've suffered a lot. We've been at it since 1994, and we're sure that we're going to stay here.
Sitting next to what will be the community's future autonomous school, around 30 men, women, and elders speak about organized resistance. And what did the community decide regarding the defense of the land against the threats of eviction?
Pues aquí la decisión es que los compas aquí de 24 de diciembre dicen.
The compañeros from 24 de diciembre have decided to stay here. Unless they burn our houses and massacre us, we will keep resisting despite all the threats.
Vamos a seguir resistiendo aquí con todas las amenazas.
Las mujeres también están dispuestas.
Are women also willing to resist?
Sí, estamos dispuestos.
Yes, we're willing.
Desde ese entonces, nuestra organización tomó cartas en el asunto, pues vinieron gentes de nuestra junta de buen gobierno con sede.
Since that time, our organization decided to intervene. Representatives from our good government council in La Realidad came here, but the people from Unión de Ejidos de la Selva refused to negotiate. Since then, the Zapatista army decided to protect us. So they're sending us 100 compañeros to guard our community.
Para cuidar aquí el poblado, pues. Son 100 compañeros que vienen de diferentes comunidades.
It's 100 compañeros from different communities organized by our good government council, guarding the community 24 hours a day at different points. We have collective kitchens, collective outhouses.
When did the guard start?
On July 24th.
And what's its purpose?
Its main purpose is to avoid violence among us peasants. Sometimes it's difficult for us from the community to keep cool in our own territory. So the compañeros come to stand between us and them. They also help us work the fields and build our homes.
But perhaps the most important lesson we learn from the 24 de Diciembre community is that the construction of autonomy not only doesn't stop in the midst of the conflict, but that it's an essential component of resistance. The interview took place next to the school under construction. But the people tell us that children are already studying under an improvised roof, under a tree, in the open air, with education promoters from their own community. There are also health promoters, especially traditional indigenous herbs and bone doctors. Local autonomy, a high level of organization, mutual support, collective struggle, solidarity from civil society, these are the components that make up Zapatista resistance. We asked the people from the community to give us some final words for our listeners here on this side of the border and the rest of the world. The last thing I want to tell the people who are listening is for all of us to keep resisting.
embolsando.